right, well, good morning and welcome to Freedom Ministries. First of all, I want to say to Pastor Mike and Barb, thank you so much. And even you guys that are here, my family, my Freedom family and my friends, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to just share the word with you. And that's just what I want to do. I just want to share with you. And that's what this is about. Like Steve said, Steve, thank you for that communion and the offering, that little message. This isn't church as usual, and we don't want it to be that way. And sometimes it's hard not to get into the routine. You know, the words weren't up there. It was like, oh my gosh, words aren't up there. What are we going to do? You know, it's we come together because we want to praise our Heavenly Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, that, and we want to come together. You know, the word says, don't forsake the gathering. It's not like you have to go to church. It's just we come together so we can hang out together. We can hear the word. We can, you know, hang out with some friends, meet new family, right? But I do want to thank them for the message of grace and truth. I'm just so thankful for Pastor Mike for what he teaches here. I'm just so thankful and to be able to share with you guys. Again, thanks. Okay, so most of you know me. I've been coming here, for the end of this month will be 3 years that I've been coming here. And I've been a greeter for most of those years, so hopefully I've hugged your neck. And if not, if you continue to come, I'll be out there greeting. And my name's Kat Meigan, originally from Boston. You might get that little bit of accent coming out every now and then. The thing is, I've been gone for 20 plus years. I was in the military for 22. I spent 22 years in the Air Force. Woo! God bless the USA. And after I retired, I spent a couple of years as a clinical mental health therapist for children. And that was, I loved it. It was probably one of the most rewarding jobs and one of the most challenging jobs. And then after I was in that for a couple of years, I had got born again. It's been a little over 10 years now. And I was still in the military, praise the Lord. But when I got out and I was doing counseling, it was like, okay, how do I do this? You know, how do I live this Christian life? You know, we have the greater one, the God who created the universe, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead on the inside of us. But knowing this, how do we live this life, right? How do we do this? So I ended up going to Caris Bible College, if any of you guys are familiar with that. Woohoo! So I just graduated third year. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I found out, and I'm still finding out, that I still don't fully know how to do that. I'm thankful for this church. It's helping me. But, okay, I'm going to follow my notes a little bit, because if I don't, I'll be way off. We'll be here for a couple hours. I don't want that, okay? Just letting you know. But I still don't fully know. I'm learning. I'm learning every single day that we already have it. We have it. Okay, so how do we walk this out? You know, I love this little saying, I haven't arrived, but I've left. Okay, so I haven't got there, but you know what? All of us, we've left. When you got Jesus in your heart, you know what? That's it right there, instantly. But we gotta, you know, it's really a believing. But anyways, I love, I think it was Martin Luther that said, we have to hear the gospel every day. Because we forget it every day. So it is so true. I mean, we need to get that on the inside of us. So let's talk about the almost too good to be true good news. But what's cool is that it is true, and it is for you. Okay, also before I go on, highly, highly encourage you, go to freedomministries.com.org. I don't know, I type in freedom and it pops up for me, so I'm sorry. But I highly encourage you, go to the website, listen to Mike's messages, man. It's powerful, especially last week. I missed last week. I was out supporting another friend of mine. But Jackie, love you, girl. But I listened to that. So powerful. It was how to go from natural to the supernatural. That's powerful. Man, how to go from the natural to the supernatural. You know, this past year has probably been a hard one for me, a third year, and just a lot of stuff anyways. But I'm like, Lord, I was constantly saying, Lord, put your super on my natural. Put your super on my natural so I can do this and do that. And finally, you know, it takes me a little bit. He was like, hey girl, I'm on the inside of you. You have super on the inside of you. So I was like, praise the Lord. So I've been meditating on this. You know, there's super on the inside of us. So let's get on. I got some slides because, like, again, let me have my notes. Because I could be talking forever. There's so much goodness that I want to share with you guys. And I really, it took me a while to even just bring it down to a small message. And so it's just good. But today I want to talk to you about our ultimate promise keeper. That's our daddy. He is good. And if you don't know him as daddy and papa, oh, I encourage you, you know, ask him to show you. You ask him and he will show you. He will. So our ultimate promise keeper. All right, it's on. Where am I pointing? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can go off my notes, but I think it might be nice to have something to look at, you know, instead of just me. I can go? Hallelujah. All right. So take some notes, okay? Take a picture of this, or I'll send you some notes. You know, get this on the inside of you. God loves you perfectly. He loves you perfectly, y'all. He finds no fault in you. Man, that right there, we need to get on the inside of us. He finds no fault in us. He loves us perfectly. And there's nothing to work for. Just freely receive it. Just freely receive it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this today. How do we do this? You know, it's a gift. How do you take a gift? If I was going to give you some keys, a little gift for a little Lamborghini or Escalade or, I don't know, any kind of new car. I don't know, whatever your car is, whatever you want. If I was going to give that to you, I mean, I can sit here and hold the keys all day long, right? What do you got to do? You got to reach out and take it, right? So take it. It's a gift. Take it. And I love Ephesians. We're going to talk a little bit about Ephesians today. There's several scriptures we're going to talk about. But I love Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, the New Living Translation. I love that one. That's just me. But God saved you by his grace. God saved you by his grace when you believed. Wow, wow. And guess what? You can't take credit for it. Woo! There's nothing you have to do. You got to receive it. You can't take credit for it. It's a gift from God. This is the scripture. This is telling us right here. This is Jesus, you know, inspired. Paul, inspired through the Holy Spirit, he's saying this to us, that you can't take credit for this. Salvation is not a reward for the good things you've done. It's not a reward for the works that you've done. No, it's a free gift. It was on his mind from the foundation of the world. And you know how I know that? Because the word says it. But check this out. I love the message. Woo, the message is good. Okay, I'm going to read it from here. I love this. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us, upon you, upon me. Take it for yourself in Jesus Christ. He's got all the time, and this is what he wants to do. This is what he wants to do, people. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. Man, that's good. That is powerful. So what? Let him do it. It's God's gift from the start to finish. We don't play a major role in it. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging about it, right? If we did, we'd say, well, we did the whole thing. I did this, or I read the Bible. I did this, I did that. Anyways, so no, folks, no. We neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. Man, that we could stop right there. We could stay right here and just praise the Lord on that one and meditate on that one right there. But you know what's cool? There's so much more. And I want to share it with you. Here, let me see what I... Romans 11:6 too. And since it's through God's kindness, since it's through him, then it's not by their good works, not by our good works. For in that case, God's grace would not be what it really is, free and undeserved. So guess what? No, you can't be good enough. Guess what? None of us deserve it. Jesus deserves it, and he says, I find no fault in you. I love you. So it has nothing to do with us, and we so want it to be part of us. We so want it to be us. that nature on the inside of us. We so want to have a little, just a little part, just a little bitty part that I can do. It's like, no, man. You know, I love how Pastor Mike says, until you're free, like he talks about, okay, there's several things he talks about, I love it. But until you're free to be a glutton, you ain't free. Woo, meditate on that for a minute. That's like, whoa, that just kind of threw me for a loop when I heard that one. I was like, whoa, but freedom. Talk about freedom, right? So let me tell you, saints, all you saints, all you sons and daughters of the King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the same power that raised Christ from the dead, he is the one who loves you. He is the one who calls you blessed. It's him. And he says, you are saints. You know, I grew up in a denomination when only the elite were called saints. Only those people were called saints. You know, you just got to be, you go ahead and try to be good enough. And then maybe when you die, maybe, you know, you'll get to heaven. You might have to spend some time in purgatory, though. Maybe someone can pray you out of it. I mean, there was just some craziness that we would talk growing up. And, you know, bless them. I believe that they're going to believe in Jesus and just receive the blessings. But that's just so sad. We have to know we're saints. We are already saints. We are his kids. Kind of like, I mean, think about who's the richest person in the world. I don't know, Bill Gates, right? I don't know. Think about being his kid. I mean, really, what would any worries be? What would the worries be? But think about it, y'all. You know what? We have the one who created the universe. He created it for you. He created it for me. All this. He's your dad. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love, and he finds no fault in you. Man, that's just powerful stuff for me. And, you know, unfortunately, I got to go on to Ephesians just for a minute. Just for a second. Let this take a second, because then we'll go on. But with Ephesians 1, my gosh, for the spiritual blessings, how powerful is this? How powerful. All praise to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, not will if you're good enough, no, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Why? Because we're united with Christ, right? Because he loves us, and he sees us just like he sees Christ. So, because we're united. Listen, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us. I mean, we're going to get this on the inside of us. We so need to get this on the inside of us. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault. Whoa, that's the word saying that. Woohoo! Without fault in his eyes, God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ. This is what he wanted to do. And it gave him great pleasure. How cool is that? It gave him pleasure to bring us to himself. While we were yet a hot mess sinner, okay, he said, I love them. I want to bring them to myself. How awesome is that? It's not about what we've done. It's his great pleasure. So we praise the God of our glorious, we praise God for the glorious grace he poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom. Had nothing to do with us. It's a gift, right? He purchased it. We receive it, right? He purchased it with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Check this out. He showered us along kindness, along with all wisdom and understanding. Whoa. Do you need wisdom? You got it. You need kindness? You need understanding? You've already got it. You've already got it. How powerful is that? When we can get that on the inside of us, that we already have it, he finds no fault in us. He loves us. He loves us. But unfortunately, okay, we're going to sit on this one for a second. Unfortunately, we have religion. And most of us, maybe the little ones, yes, praise the Lord that the little ones don't have to go through the bunch of religion that most of us have went through. And I love how, I think it was last week's message, and I've heard several things about this, but religion is man's attempt to make you pay for what was freely given by Jesus 2,000 years ago. I've heard it said this way, religion is our attempt to get God. We have to do something to get God. And Christianity is, no, I came down to get you because you can't do anything to get close to me. I have to come get you. So religion, man, religion, I heard this too. Religion will kill you faster than drugs and alcohol. It hurts, and it hurts people. And unfortunately, we're hearing it a lot. And it's very sad. It's just, it breaks my heart that we're taught we have to do something for God, and He loves us freely. What we do is we receive it. We receive it. So religion will say, well, you got to read your Bible more. Religion says, fast and pray more. Seek Him more. You got to seek the Lord more. Or go back to where you first heard Him. And I've heard this too. I heard this from this. I heard that. And I'm thinking, just like I was thinking in my head what I've been hearing from the pulpit. What if I didn't hear Him right the first time? Yeah. What if I didn't hear Him before? And then it comes right back on me. What if I didn't? What if I didn't hear? What if I didn't do? And He's like, what are you doing down there? I told you it's free. I told you I find no fault in you. But still, we're trying to do something to get it. Just be obedient. Just be obedient. Be obedient to the Lord. Well, what if I'm not obedient enough? What if I do everything that all the you know, hoops and go through all the hoops and do all the backspins and do all this and that? And what if it's still not enough? Because guess what? It's never going to be enough because it's free. You can't pay for free. You know, we try to, though. We try to. And then even being obedient, you know, I love because in the good news, this is some good news. I hope I got this. Because obedience, let me tell you what obedience. Obedience in the new covenant, guess what? Believe. Believe. What, John? Let me just remember, okay. Woohoo! Let's read it right from here. John 6:29. Jesus told them, this is the works that the Father wants from you. Believe in the one who he sent. That's the work, is to believe. And we want to make that a work. Well, believe enough. No, we're going to talk about this. So follow me here. We're going to get to this, because it is. It's like we're sitting underneath this, and it's like, okay, how do I do this? How do I believe enough? How do I do this? How do I do that? Okay, relax. Saints, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, relax and receive. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, Romans 6, 2, but I'm not going to get into that. But like we were saying, you know, a lot of the church today is trying to get somewhere or trying to be blessed. But the good news, you are already there. You are already blessed. Hallelujah. We can get up and shout on that. 2,000 years ago, He made you perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect. Every one of you, perfect. He finds no fault. You're whole. You're blessed. You're sinless. I love this. He thinks you're the best. He thinks you're the coolest dude and dudette on the planet. He loves you. He is crazy about you. And He wants to give you everything. And you know what's going to cost? Nothing. It's free. He wants to give you everything for free. Whoa. I don't know if that will get me kicked out of church. I don't know. Thank God for freedom. I don't know if it will or not. This is only my second church that I've been to since I've been a Christian. And my last one, it was pretty good too. They had a pretty good balance, you know, teaching faith, teaching good grace. Anyways, praise the Lord. Okay, so God loves you. And guess what? He is our ultimate promise keeper. And what? Question, do you believe it? I mean, this is a question to ask ourselves. You know, you can answer me now. You can just think about this. Hallelujah. That's what I want to hear, is we believe. And unfortunately, we walk, you know, we get out of here and something happens. I'm just trying to be real and honest too. I remember on the way down here, I'm like pumped. I'm like, yeah, I get to share the word. Praise you, Lord. You're going to use me. And hallelujah. However it works is freedom. You know, I had everything planned out how it was going to work, and it didn't work that way. So I was like, okay, Lord, it's you. I'm just going to be free and just share from my heart and try to follow my notes a little bit. But even on the way down, my mind starts wandering. Honestly, I'm like, what? What if I get pulled over and I'm not here in time? I'm like, where did that come from? Oh my gosh. And no, I'm not even believing that. But it started. What if I get in an accident? What if I have a flat tire? I'm like, are you for real? I said, get out of here. No, mine, shut up. No, I was just praising the Lord. Hey, I get to come here. I get to share the word. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time. Why? Because he promised me that. Why? Because he's a good dad. The enemy can try to come in and do all he wants to do. No, I'm counting it all joy, no matter what, because he's my dad and he's got good things planned for me. But you know what? this didn't come. I mean, I've had a, honestly, it ain't about me, but I have to renew my mind to this all the time. Like I said, all these thoughts come at me. I have to. Okay, what am I gonna believe? Am I gonna believe that, oh, I'm gonna get in an accident, oh, this is gonna happen to me? Because come on, y'all. Okay, maybe I'm the only one, okay? But man, we could go, we can go down that road, man. We could be way out there planning the funeral. You know what I mean? I'm like, how crazy is this? So it's like, no. I had to make a choice, stop, no. We ain't even going down that road. We're gonna have a good, but I had to make that choice. And I'm sitting there, I'm singing, praising the Lord, singing the awesome little jam and having a good time, and then boom, those thoughts come. So, you know, I just want to encourage you. No, that's why we get this on the inside of us. Do I really believe it? And I had to ask myself that question this morning. Do I believe it? Do I believe it? Do I believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do I believe that? Do I believe he's for me, not against me? Do I believe that? Do I believe that all of his promises are yes and amen? So be it. I love it, the NIV. For no matter how many promises, how many? All. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through him, amen, so be it, is spoken by us to the glory of God. So we speak it to the glory of God. We say yes and amen. All of his promises, not just some, all of his promises are yes and amen in Christ. Hallelujah. That's another one. We can meditate on that. Praise the Lord. Go home shouting and dancing, doing the jig. Woo. But guess what? There is so much more. And I want to share with you. Oh, so what? That sounds like good news. What about that last one, man? I was meditating on that. I'm like, that is powerful. So I don't know if you can see that, but here's some more for you. If we're faithless, guess what? If our faith isn't enough, if our faith is kind of wavy and shaky, guess what? It doesn't matter. Because if we're faithless, guess what? He's the faithful one. He is the faithful one. He can't deny himself. So even if we're a hot mess, or I don't believe, okay, and we know we hear this, you got to get your faith up, build your faith, ye of little faith. That's why you don't have your promises and blessings. No, I'm sorry. Nope. Nope. Even when we are faithless, he is faithful. It's his faith anyways. He's the one who's given it to us. That's what we put our trust in, our faith, and it's his. So thank you, Jesus. Even when I don't believe if I'm going to get that promotion or get that job or get this or those things that I've prayed for, because he said ask and you'll receive, right? So even if I don't, guess what? It's not about my belief being high enough. It's about his faithfulness. He's the good one. He's the good father. Put our faith and trust in that. He's good. He is good. Doesn't even have to do with me. He's good. Even before the foundation of the world, he's good. So I love that one. So check this out. I was doing a little research, right? According to BibleInfo.com, you know, the trusted BibleInfo.com. I don't know. But I did see this one. I thought it was kind of cool to share with you, because I was wondering, I'm like, well, okay, I know quite a few of the promises because I learned them. I've been born again for 10 years. Like I said, just went 3 years of Bible college. You know, we hear a lot. But I've heard a lot of the promises. But check this out. Even if this is only a minuscule amount, or even if it exaggerates, that's quite a bit. 3,573 promises in the Bible? Dude, do that. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is pretty awesome. Even if you just, man, What, it takes what, one? One will be perfect. But man, we have that many. And like I said, if I'm gonna trust BibleInfo.com, but you know. But how awesome is that? How awesome is that? I'm loving it. So let me tell you, how many can you find? How many can you take? And I'm not saying go in and just look. No, man. Go in and take it. Go in and take it for yourself. Find those promises. Say, no, that's mine. I'm taking it. That's mine. I'm having it. I'm having it. So you know I have to give you a little bit. I probably could, man. We could be here for a minute, but okay. I don't want to. If Mike decides, hey, Pastor Mike, to let me back again, who knows? But I don't want to be preaching too much, too long, okay? I got a lot to say, but I don't want to go too long. But here's just a few. How powerful are these? Man, I'm telling you, when I found these, and like I said, these are only a few. But man, I heard these, and I heard that God wants that for me. I heard that He finds no fault in me and wants to bless me. And that, you know, and Will Hill are all kind of teachings about this, but I mean, come on, folks. God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory, not according to your bank account, according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Bam, right there. That one, man, all your needs. But guess what? There's more. I love this one too, 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God, our daddy God, he's our dad, we're His kids, right? He will generously provide all you need, then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Another bam. How awesome is this? These are our promises. So it doesn't matter what our bank account looks like, what job we have, you know, or honestly, what job we don't have. You put your hands to something. The word says, whatever you put your hands to will prosper. So whatever that is, just believe you're prospering. And you follow that peace, that let peace be your umpire. That's Him. He's guiding. We're going to get to that one. That's my favorite. So I just want to talk, because these are awesome, right? Awesome. Okay, Psalms 103, 2-5. This is amazing right here. Okay, praise God, the Father. Where? Let me read it. Okay, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. What does He do? He forgives all my sins and heals all diseases. All diseases. That's all. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He's the one who's doing this, man. How awesome is this? He fills my life with good things. And this one, I'm claiming, I am on this. This is my promise. He renews my youth like the eagles. I'm just saying, okay? But these are our promises. We claim these. You know, these are ours. And this right here, that's Old Testament. That's Old Covenant. We have a better covenant now. How awesome is that? And Psalms 32, oh Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and what? You restored my health. He's right there with you. Whatever you need, ask Him. Whatever you need, talk to Him. Psalms. Man, the whole Psalms is awesome, amazing. Grab that, take it, hold on to it. But this is just, 15 to 16. When they called on me, guess what? I will answer. When they call, I answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them. And what does He do? He honors them. He honors us. How awesome is that? He loves us. He honors us. It's not anything we have to do to earn it. He does it for us. Man, if we could just hold on to that, we can get that on the inside of us. Hold on to that. What does He say? I will reward them with what? A long life and my salvation. Hallelujah. He is the one, He's with a long life, a long satisfying life, not a long sick life, not a long life of woes and trials, no, a long life of goodness. And you know, even when we don't see it, you know what? We can believe it. You know what? I don't see it with my eyes, but you know what? I know that's what your word says. I'm believing that. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I mean, and I like how, you know, Pastor Mike says, you know what? Our feelings do matter. Our feelings do. We feel, you know, a lot of time we hear this, and I'm renewing my mind. just ignore it, just ignore it. No, y'all know, come on, you can act all spiritual now. But you know, once you get out the door, if you feel it, you feel it. You can't deny feelings. God gave us feelings for a reason. But you know what we can do? We can say, Lord, I know I feel it, but Lord, I know you, I know your word says this. Your word says, by your stripes I'm healed. Doesn't matter what the doctor's report said. And I'm gonna follow you, I'm gonna believe it. And you know what? You do, you follow the peace of what the Lord says. And I know, I mean, okay, well, I'm not even gonna get on that. That's another sermon as far as, because we hear a lot of people, you know, everyone wants to pray for you, everyone wants this and that and that. You know what? How about we just love on them? How about we just, you know what, just give them a hug and say, you know what, God loves you. You know, okay, maybe I'm getting off on this, but sometimes it can be a little much. Everybody wants to pray because they see something. They see you sick. They see you this. And it almost puts some condemnation because, well, I shouldn't be sick or I shouldn't be this or I shouldn't be that. I want to encourage you, no, don't believe that. Don't believe that. And even for us, you know, I'm speaking to the body of Christ. You know, let us be led by the Spirit to do that. If God's telling us to go pray for something, do it. Don't go just because you see them in a wheelchair. You know, love on them. That's what we need. We need to know, you know what? We need to know ourselves, and we need to let the world know God loves you. He finds no fault in you. He sees you as perfect, sinless, and he wants to bless you. He has already, but he wants all those blessings that he's already done for us. He wants you to have them all. Not just one or two. He wants you to have them all. Don't think, just if I had enough to do that. No, come on. Get enough so you can bless others. And if you don't want it, give it to the church. We can use it. We'll bless others with it. You know, so that had been the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So just, I mean, the promises. Get the promises. We have them. Matthew 11:28. Jesus, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Hallelujah. You know, I'm resting in the Lord. Oh, I'm resting in the Lord. Chill. Come on. Relax. Relax. What this one? I'm gonna shoot through some of these. But this is one. Which one do I want to? Oh, no, that's not it. I mean, these are all good. Come on. These are all good. This one, Exodus 14:14. I love this. The Lord himself will fight for you. So what? Just stay calm. Love that. That's one I was looking for. It was the next one. How cool is that? So, I mean, there's so many promises. These are all yours. Wow. Do you believe it? Yes. Come on. Come on. Take it. Take it. So many. I mean, so many. And we know God causes all things to work together for the good. So even if it's a hot mess right now, God's going to cook. Hey, just meditate on that. You know what? I don't care what this looks like. He's going to use it for my good. He's going to cause it to work. I don't know how. I don't need to know how. I just need to know he will, because he's a good dad. I had to go. Nehemiah 8:10. That has been one of my foundational scriptures. I love that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And you know what? That's me. I'm joy. I've had a fight for joy, but now, you know what? No, I it's mine. I've taken that. But you know what's cool? When I was putting this down, it's like, wow, that's a lot. I didn't realize. I always thought Nehemiah 8:10 was the joy of the Lord is my strength. But it's actually this. And Nehemiah continued. What did he continue saying? Go and celebrate with the feast. What? Party? What? What? With a feast of rich food and sweet drink. Share your gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred. Oh, it's a sacred day. We can't do nothing. We got to just chill. We got to fast and pray. No! This is a sacred day. I love how Mike says this is a holy day, holiday. We just had a holiday. What, last week, Memorial Day, what did we all do? Party. We ate some good food, you know, drank some good drinks, whatever. We had a good time, right? We had some fun. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be sad and dejected. No, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I love that. I love that because we do. We sometimes feel that, holy, we can't. Okay, be calm, be holy. You know, there's a time to be calm and okay. But I know only a couple of times for that for me. I want to have fun. I like the joy. I want people to be encouraged. I want people to have that joy. You know, there is a time to be quiet. I'm learning, all right? Bear with me. I'm learning when. But he loves that. You know what? I'm learning to embrace me, embrace you. He made each of you. There is not any of you, I don't care how much you look alike, there is none of you that's alike. Each one of us is different, and he made each one of us special. Down to the fingerprint, down to the eye, down to the voice. Our voice. No one has a voice like you. You might sound like somebody, but nobody has a voice like you. How cool is that? We're all unique, and he loves each one of us. He's crazy about us. He loves us. How cool is that? I just think that's awesome. And then two of my favorites. I'm telling you, man, if we can, there's so many more. I just brought a couple out. So many more. But I love this one from the New King James. You, who? You, Lord. You, Lord, you'll make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Yeah, that's awesome. And then this is my favorite. I've been on this. This has been my scripture. I don't care. Y'all can take it too, but it's mine. I'm taking it. I'm meditating on it. I love this. The Lord said, he will guide me, you. He's going to guide me along the best pathway for my life and for your life. He's guiding us along the best pathway for our life. He's advising us. He's watching over us. You know, so many people will say, well, what are you doing that for? Oh, I can't believe. No. Thank you. I love you. God bless you. No. He's guiding me along the best pathway for my life. And guess what? It might not look like anybody else's. It might never look like anybody else's. But let's not compare each other. Let's not do that. Like I said, he's made each one of us so unique. Embrace that. Embrace your uniqueness, your wildness, your quietness, your funness, your this, your whatever it is, embrace that. He loves you. He loves you. He gave us the character. He gave that to us. He loves us. So, what's keeping us from fully enjoying these promises? We should be the church should be on fire for just walking it out. Not, you know, oh yeah, I have to tell somebody I'm a Christian. No, they should see that. We should be, you know, they should, man, there's something about you. There's something about you. What's up, you know? Just like they were saying about the apostles. That's what we focus on. And, you know, I mean, I'm good at worrying. Man, like I said, driving down the hill, I could have gone that way. I could have started worrying about what might happen. Or I can focus on, you know what, God, you love me. You love me regardless, no matter what. You love me, no matter if I did good, if I didn't do good. If I'm a good little girl or a bad little girl. Guess what, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, you are good boys and girls. He finds no fault in you. He loves you perfectly. Focus on that, man. The good news is we can't mess it up. Woo! That's good news right there. We cannot mess it up because guess what? We're not in it. The covenant is between Jesus and the Father. So, man, that's good news right there. So I love how Mike says one of the things that he did, very successful businessman. I mean, if you talk to him, him and Barb and his family, they've done well. And he says, you know, people ask him, well, how'd you do it? You know, because inside of us, we want to know the steps. We want to know. I mean, I was in the military, man. I'm good. You give me something to do, okay? Okay, I know. Okay, boom, 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 boom. Okay, I know how to do it. We want steps. We want, what do the self-help books say? Get a plan. Get a promise. Get something. Make a plan and then follow it. Get a vision. Make a plan. Follow it. They will tell you 97% of that is bogus. It's false. The 97% fail at doing that. So what did he say? He focused on the word. And I love Ephesians 3:20, 19:20. Look at that in the Amplified. Man, that's powerful. And I love how it says, through personal experience, the love of Christ, which far surpasses man knowledge. You know, we focus on that. Focus on something like this. That you may be filled throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your life. full, completely filled and flooded with God himself. He's on the inside of us. Woohoo! Now what? Now to him who is able, he is well able, y'all, well able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all that we dare ask, think, indefinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power at work within us. Man, meditating on that for a little bit. How powerful. That's just, man, it's so good to know that this is ours. This is yours. You can meditate on this. You can have this. And it is. It's focusing on what you have and not the circumstances in front of you. So, all right. So, what do y'all think about that? Y'all ready for the promises? You ready to take the promises? Receive the promises? All right. So, stand up. And let's just receive it. Let's just talk about that a little minute, okay? So I want you to stop worrying and just believe. Just believe. We have that. You know, and I just want to encourage, if there is anybody out there, I know most of you guys, but, I mean, there's some online, some people that I haven't met before. Somebody said to me one time, I was at a church service, had gone to many church services, you know, but this was a specific Christmas Eve service. Was down with my sister. We were going out. We're going to party after, so we went and got all our beverages, you know what I mean? Got all the party material. Then we went to church. And I don't even remember what the message was, but I remember at the end of the service, the pastor said, hey, if you've been trying to do this on your own, you've been trying to get all these promises by fasting, praying, working overtime, setting your plans, having a vision, doing. Stop. Because you can't do it on your own. Amen. You can't. And he said, you know what? There is someone that can do it, and that's Jesus. Amen. And he loves you, and he came for you. So I just want to give anyone that opportunity. And you know what? I don't know if I heard anything like that before. I had been through church, been through catechism, been through all that stuff, but I never heard that. And it wasn't about a sinner's prayer. It wasn't about a sinner's prayer, y'all. It was my heart changed. I didn't realize this till after, looking back, because I don't even remember if I said this in his prayer. I have no idea. But I remembered, I'm like, wow, God loves me. And there's nothing I can do about it? What? That just doesn't make sense. I've never heard that before. And it was a heart change. And it's a process. I'm learning. And I'm at 3 years of college, Bible college, I'm still learning how to walk this out. But, you know, I didn't grow up learning John 3:16. I didn't. We, you know, it was all the priests. You know, they were the ones who told us whatever. But I've heard this since I've been born again. You know, for God so loved the world that he sent his only son to give you so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. We hear that all the time. But you know what? When I was reading the Bible and I read verse 17, what? God sent his son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Wow, that's powerful stuff right there. I was like, whoa, that's good. So, I mean, I want to share that with you, you know, with all of us. Like Martin Luther said, hey, we need to hear the gospel every day because we forget every day, right? So it's something we need to be reminded of continuously. So I just want, God loves you. He loves you. He's crazy about you. He is so crazy in love with you. He finds no fault in you. He wants to hang out with you. He wants to hang out. He wants to chill with you, whatever you're doing. He wants to just chill with you and have a good time and show you his love. He has amazing promises for you and gifts. And guess what? They're yours. Just receive them. Just receive them. So praise the Lord. Let me see. Okay. So hallelujah. So all right. Let's pray. Bow our heads. Father God, we just thank you that you love us so much. We thank you that it was nothing we had to do. It was all you from start to finish. that before you created the world, you had each and every one of these people within my voice, and even all of us. But I want to remind the ones that are hearing me right now, you had them in mind. So Lord, whatever it is that they're going through, whatever it is that's on their mind, whatever it is that they're asking you for, whatever it is that they need right now, Lord, I just believe that you're answering prayers, that you're showing yourself strong. Lord, I ask you to show them how much you love them today, just today, tomorrow too, but for right now, you're in the right here and now, and just show them how much you love them, how much you care for them. And Lord, I just thank you that we got to gather together, that we can rejoice and just praise you, and we can do that every single day. We don't have to be in these four walls. We can praise you just walking down the street, driving to work, taking a shower, cooking, doing whatever. We can just praise you for what you've done and have that attitude of gratitude. We just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we live in the greatest country in the world. We thank you for the United States of America. Lord, we ask blessings over the president and over the whole Congress and the people that are in charge and leading our country. Let people rise up and know that we are the kings of the America. Let us know that we have a part to play in that, and we just seek you for the guidance to do that. Lord, I just thank you. We just pray blessings on Israel right now, Lord. We just thank you that you've given us this opportunity, that we are where we're at today is a wonderful place to be. Not the great way back in the past or in the future, Lord. Right here is the best time because you've placed us right here. And I thank you for the blessings. I speak a blessing over this congregation, over everyone that's listening for this week, for just continue to just walk in the promises that you've given us. And we just praise you, Father God. And just honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are released in Jesus' name.